Lots of feedback on the interview with Peter Singer. Sam says, while I agree that Singer is right on the moral status of very newborn babies, he minimises the effect that neonatal euthanasia has on other people. In isolation, there's a strong ethical basis for euthanising a profoundly disabled newborn. In a social context, there are risks of such euthanasia changing our collective attitudes of protecting our most vulnerable. Such changes in attitudes may lead to changes in behaviour. Surely a count against euthanasia from a utilitarian perspective. Many of you found the interview very interesting. Many of you found it very frustrating. I'm the mother of a disabled daughter, much like Singer describes. I do not agree with them, but I do appreciate the challenge to all of us to think about this stuff. I bet if my daughter died, there are plenty who would see it as a blessing. That's more distressing than the open wondering. Rob says, what a waste of an interview with a preeminent philosopher. I was dying to hear about some of the professor's views on humanitarianism and utilitarianism, but the interview spent almost the entire time concentrating on abortion and venue cancellation. Disappointing. Oh, I'm sorry, you must have missed quite a lot of it, Rob. Peter Singer exposes himself by never recognising that disabled people have agency. He says parents should talk to the parents of children with Down syndrome, not people with Down syndrome. Why not ask us what we value in our lives? Bill says, not since you had a guest explaining the evidence against the US's official 9/11 conspiracy theory, have you been so deaf to your guest as you were to the very decent and intelligent-sounding Peter Singer? I was a neonatal nurse in Australia in the early 1980s, says Victoria. Then, as now I'm sure, many difficult decisions were made. I recall reading Peter Singer's book, Should the Baby Die, and finding it helpful. Is there not evidence of data manipulation by the brand names as well? Yes, we covered that in that interview. In the United States, millions cannot afford branded drugs. If you were crook, wouldn't you like to be able to take your chances with generics? Also dealt with that question, actually, but it is an interesting one. In 2002, I went into generic carbamazepine, and 6 weeks later I had a massive seizure whilst driving out of Hamilton. While unconscious, I ran into an island in the middle of the road, didn't kill anyone. The consultant at Waikato Hospital said it was probably the generic drug and moved me back to Tegretol, which I had been on. No further seizures since then, and Pharmac made Tegretol a non-substitutional medication about 18 months later. Omeprazole, which changed to generic by the pharmacist, Dr. Reddy's, we were talking about that with Catherine Eban, replaced Losec. Without asking, I didn't hesitate to take them. Immediately experienced very adverse effects indeed. And quickly tell her about the Logem generic swap by Pharmac here. Wish she was aware of that and discussed it. Discussed the very good work that's been done by Guy on Espina on that subject. As you say, despite MedSafe expert objections, 500 or more epileptics getting fits again, and 5 deaths being the subject of coronial investigations now, hopefully, says this listener, leading to a commission of inquiry. Anyway, this week's recipient of the Please Find Another Radio programme to listen to is the author of this text. Pray tell, is Radio New Zealand obsessed with skin colour other than white? White guilt lefties, perhaps. I'm gorgeous, white and guilt-free. RNZ equals racist radio, oh my. Signed, Tony. Tony with one eye. Lots of love for Guy Garvey. And this one, from Donald. Travelled 18 hours to arrive at the snow-covered town of Furano, Hokkaido. How awesome to hear you and your interview on a day like this. Just downloaded the album. Gotta say, I love that you and your program are in my life. Donald, I'm so happy that you are in our lives. I've no idea who you are, but I love you already.